It's getting close, only 4 more days. So perhaps today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, our hearts are maybe naturally drawn to the quiet anticipation and joyful expectation of Christmas. We've lit all the candles, we're singing all the hymns, and we're preparing for the celebration of the Nativity. The Nativity stories in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke are well-worn paths to our collective Christian memory. They're comforting. They're familiar. Like a favorite sweater on a cold winter day. Yet, if we truly leaned in and listened to the raw, unfiltered narrative in Matthew's gospel this morning, we discover it's a story that is anything but orderly or predictable. This isn't the cozy, silent night, all is calm, all is bright version you might be thinking of. This is the version with raised eyebrows, hushed whispers in the marketplace. This is the version of a man lying awake at night doing some serious moral searching. It's the story of a divine intervention crashing into human expectations and social norms with the subtlety of a wrecking ball. It's the story of unexpected turns and social scandal in a situation that, by all human logic, was an absolute mess. It's an account that reminds us that God's plans rarely fit into our carefully constructed little boxes, but rather they crash into our lives with divine surprise, transforming the ordinary into the extraordinary and revealing to us a God who chooses to be with us right in the thick of our beautiful, messy human existence. Today's gospel message from Matthew recounts the events leading up to Jesus' birth. Mary, betrothed to Joseph, was found to be supernaturally pregnant before they were married, and Joseph, a very just man, intended to divorce her quietly to avoid public disgrace. However, Joseph had in a dream, and in this dream, an angel appeared to him, explaining to him that the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was to be named Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. The angel connected all the dots to the prophecy that said a virgin would have a son named Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So Joseph awoke, and he did as the angel commanded, taking Mary as his wife. This passage highlights Joseph's challenging situation. Betrothal was a serious commitment. It required a writ of divorce in order to end it. Finding Mary pregnant before marriage presented a difficult choice for Joseph, who sought to protect her while trying to navigate societal expectations. Joseph's immediate obedience to the angel's message is so very central to this narrative. By marrying Mary, he provided crucial support for her and legitimacy. As usual, each Sunday we search the gospel, looking for something to cull from it, something to take home with us, to apply to our lives. This story does offer lessons for us today. Joseph's actions highlight the fact that true faith isn't always grand gestures, but quiet, courageous obedience to God's call, even when it means personal sacrifice or social difficulties. Also, Joseph's decision shows that choosing mercy over strict laws teaches us to prioritize compassion, to trust God's disruptive plans over our own, and to live with quiet, obedient faith, even when facing confusion or social stigma or even extraordinary circumstances. And it also shows that ordinary people like us, can serve extraordinary purposes through selfless action. Yes, we too are called to be instruments of God's presence in this world. So may we, like Joseph, respond to God's unexpected calls when they come with faith and obedience. Never fear, Emmanuel. God is with us in this mess. Amen.